Welcome to Heartbeat, the podcast of the Heart Women's Ministry. Heart is a Catholic women's ministry whose vision is to encourage women in their faith, in their life, and in who God's created them to be. This is a place where you'll hear from some amazing women share from their heart to your heart about who God is, what God's doing in their life, and how they're doing their very best to live out their faith. We pray that you are blessed and inspired. Enjoy Heartbeat. Hello and welcome to our podcast, Heart Catholic Women. My name is Emma and I'm here with Rosemary.
Hello everybody.
It's great to be here. Now today we're talking about the heartbeat that we put out this week was one that I was able to share with everyone. And we were talking about, do we see with eyes of love? Or if I ask the question myself, do I see with eyes of love? And this really came to me when I was praying the other day. And I was reading my chapter of the Bible at the end of my prayer, and I was reading the story of a man who's with demons and he races off to Jesus. And as he kind of approaches Jesus, just this thought came into my mind, how would Jesus have looked at him? This man who has demons who people have chained up and shackled, but he keeps getting away. How would Jesus have looked at him as he was running? I kind of imagined myself in Jesus's shoes. Like if this man was running towards me and like, let's say my back was turned and then I turn around and I see this person running towards me, how would I have looked at him? And straight away, I then thought, I really believe that Jesus would have looked at him with eyes of love. And so then I thought to myself, so Emma, how do you see people? Do you see people with eyes of love? And I felt really challenged by that. And then the story goes on. It talks about the hemorrhaging woman and it talks about the synagogue leader, Jairus, both people coming to Jesus for help. And each time Jesus looking at them, I believe, would have looked at them with eyes of love. And once again, just this challenge of, do I look at people with eyes of love? Because if I'm really honest, I don't always look at people with eyes of love. I did share that the other day. I was stuck in the drive-thru for 25 minutes waiting just to get a coffee. It was nothing big. But you know when you go to the end of the drive-thru line and you think, oh, this could be a bit of a wait, and you're trying to make the decision, do you reverse out or not? But then someone comes in from behind you.
So you're stuck.
You're stuck. Yep. And that was me. So when I got to the front of that queue, there were not eyes of love. There may have been eyes of, I don't know what you call it, but they were not eyes of love. But yeah, I just felt challenged by how do I see people when they're approaching me? And do I look at people with eyes of love as Jesus would have looked at them?
Well, in scripture it says the man looks at the outside, God looks at the heart. Now, the beautiful thing is that we don't have the ability to look at people's hearts like God does. Mm. He sees truth through and through. He knows people's attitude, hearts, background, life, everything, everything about them. But in knowing everything about them, he still has eyes of love for them. So it's like there's no judgment. Even though we're all one day going to be judged according to how we live, he approaches us with eyes of love and like that second chance every time. Even though we might think we don't need a second chance, we're doing fine, but we can do better. And I often think then, so when I'm looking at someone, if say if a homeless person came up to me, as they do, and they ask for money, and they're not dressed well, they smell of urine, they're very unkept. Do I look at them with eyes of love, or do I look at them with frustration and pity, or get away from me? Because what if they leaned out and touched me or something? You know what I mean? Do I act like I know Jesus would act? And I don't know their story. I can't judge them and think, you know, hey, they really should just get a job and get over it because I don't know their story. But, you know, nowadays I look at life and I think any of us could be homeless. We could lose our job.
Yeah.
We could get disease. We could be thrown out of our rental houses, thrown out of the house that we don't own because the bank owns and we can't keep repaying the mortgage.
Mm.
We could be on the street.
Mm.
It doesn't matter your background. And I want to have, it's like you say, Emmett, would I? And I don't think I could truthfully say totally yes.
Mm. Mm. Yeah, when you said that then, that Jesus though knows everything about us and still looks with eyes of love, that actually now has taken it to a deeper level with me, because I was, I suppose, thinking about it as, yes, viewing someone and not judging because we don't know their stories. So, yes, seeing them with eyes of love. But now I'm thinking, wow, the eyes that Jesus has, that he has for us of love, he does know our stories.
Yep.
And he still looks at us with love because, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I know the sins that I've committed and Jesus would still look at me with eyes of love. Like, that just takes it to another level again. And so in that, gosh, I'm challenged to look at people with eyes of love even when I don't know their stories.
Yeah, I comes to my mind, and I've often thought about it. You have Pontius Pilate, who knew that really Jesus had not done anything.
Mm.
And he says to Jesus, why aren't you saying something? Why aren't you standing up for yourself?
Mm.
And Jesus basically says, you don't have authority over me. My Father has given you that authority, but you yourself don't have authority.
Mm.
And Pontius Pilate, not only from what the forebodings or what he sensed or felt, but remember his wife had said, had a dream and said, don't have anything to do with this man, really. And what did Pontius Pilate do? He went and washed his hands to say, well, I'm not judging this man. I'm giving the Jewish people ability now to judge him. And then because God's plan, though, also, but also because of the Pharisees and the scribes and the people who wanted to kill Jesus, got everyone to say, crucify him, crucify him, and, you know, free Barabbas. But I often think Jesus would have looked at Pontius Pilate with love and would have understood his dilemma and would have understood, you know, he was, you know, the leader in this thing. He could have said no free Jesus, but he didn't want to get the backwash of the Jewish people against him. But even with that, Jesus would have looked at Pontius Pilate with love. It just goes way, like you said, whoa.
Yeah,
it goes to a way deeper level.
And I suppose I've been really, when I was thinking about this, moved, because I've been challenged in my life lately with having people in my life who disagree on topics from me. And I remember thinking, but Emma, even if you disagree with someone and you really disagree, are you still going to love them? Are you still going to treat them fairly every time they come to your home? Are you still going to welcome them in? Are you eyes of love still going to view them with those eyes of love, even though you disagree on something? Or are you going to allow that rift to cause a rift? Are you going to allow that disagreement
to affect your relationship?
Yeah. Like, yes, you can disagree, but I can still love. And I suppose when I was knowing that that's been going on in my mind and in my heart, when I was reading this, that's probably what God, I think, maybe was trying to get at when I was reading this scripture, and those thoughts came to my mind about, yes, you can still look with eyes of love even if you disagree.
And I it's interesting because I've been trying to give God my feelings and thoughts so they then don't get thrown out onto a human being that comes into contact with me about, say, my frustration of waiting in a queue like you did. And instead of giving it to the poor girl or guy at the end of the window where you're wanting to order some food or a drink or whatever, you've said, Lord, I'm really frustrated. I've been waiting for half an hour. I'm frustrated, Lord. I give you my frustration. So by the time you get up to talk to them, you've got no frustration left because you've actually given it to God.
Mm.
and, you know, asked him to give you peace and
God's
calm.
God's getting the good brunt of the deal then, really, isn't he?
Yeah, but ask him to give you the kind words to the person, you know. And God loves it, though, that when we – because he wants us to give him everything, even our frustration, because then he can change that. He turns all things for good. He can change that frustration into – perseverance and patience and kindness and, you know, whatever he wants it from it. But yes, seeing people with eyes of love, it comes to my mind, it's so much your attitude of heart, and it's God who changes our hearts. It's really not us. We might put in the effort, we might put in the hours and the time and the thinking in our minds, but it's God who softens our hearts and changes it.
Well, the weekly challenge this week is to look at people and think to yourself this question: how do I see them? And are you looking with eyes of love, or are you looking with eyes of disappointment,
hurt,
rejection, hurt? And just really be challenged by that, and then ask God to soften your heart, because you're right, it's only by his grace that we have can
You've
change.
Got the hurt.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean it's not, you've forgotten about it and it's not there, but it doesn't hurt anymore. Like I think of something my twin sister did to me years ago, and I've shared it with her, and every time I think about it, I still feel that touch of pain, but it doesn't hurt me as much anymore. And I've forgiven her, and I've moved on, and I've accepted and loved her, why she had did what she did, and recognize what, you know, like we've discussed it. But I don't judge her and begrudge her anymore. And hopefully I didn't back then. I just had to work through that pain. So you don't want to forget, because that you can't forget. That's part of your history. You know, if you've had abuse, you don't forget it, because it is part of what's happened to you and who you are and how you've been formed. But God takes away the pain. It doesn't. It's not painful anymore. Or it gets less and less with the way God deals with it, and our heart becomes soft and full of love for the other person or the situation or you know, people involved in whatever happened in our life.
So that's the weekly challenge. Ask yourself, how do you see people? And then ask God to soften your heart. So we hope that that has actually challenged you, so that you can become more of who God wants you to be. And we really hope that you have a fantastic week, and we look forward to chatting with you all again next week. Bye.
Bye. See ya.